Most women think their biggest problem is discipline. It's not. The real problem is that they believe every critical thought their brain throws at them. In this episode, you'll learn the simple skill that helps you step out of the spiral, stop starting over, and finally build the self-trust that creates naturally toned arms. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 111. Have you ever noticed how fast you can turn against yourself? I'm talking fast, like not in a dramatic movie scene kind of way. I mean, in the most normal, everyday woman standing in her bathroom kind of way. You catch a glimpse of your arms in the mirror. You try on the sleeveless top. You see a photo someone tagged you in. You miss two workouts. You eat more than you planned. And within seconds, your brain is off to the races. This is why nothing ever works. I'm so inconsistent. I should have figured this out by now. I'm too old for this. What's wrong with me? And then we act like those thoughts are facts. That right there is part of the problem. Not your arms, not your age, not even your inconsistency. The problem is that most women have never learned how to watch their own mind without immediately obeying it. And that skill changes everything. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the most powerful things you can learn if you want toned arms, real confidence, and a relationship with yourself that actually feels good. You have to learn how to become the observer of your thoughts and emotions, not the hostage, not the victim, not the obedient little intern running around doing whatever your brain screams, the observer. And I know that sounds a little deep, maybe a little therapist meets yoga retreat, but stay with me because this is not fluff. This is practical. This is the difference between a woman who keeps starting over and a woman who finally follows through. Most women think they need more motivation. I don't buy that. I think motivation is one of the most overhyped, over-romanticized, mostly useless things in the fitness industry. There, I've said it. Women have been taught to worship motivation like it's some magical fairy dust that descends when you finally are ready to change. Meanwhile, the women who actually change are over there making grilled chicken, doing their 12-minute workout, and going to bed at a reasonable hour without waiting to feel inspired. Motivation is cute. Self-trust pays the bills. And if you want to build self-trust, you have to start noticing what is happening between the circumstance and the action. You have to notice the thought. You have to notice the feeling. You have to notice the urge to quit, hide, avoid, overeat, scroll, numb out, or say, I'll start fresh Monday. Because here's is what most people do. They don't observe. They react. They feel discouraged and immediately skip the workout. They feel ashamed and immediately cover up. They feel uncomfortable in their body and immediately start looking for a stricter plan. They feel behind and immediately want to blow the whole thing up and start over with some shiny new rule book. And because it all happens so fast, they assume, well, that's just me. No, that's just a practiced cycle. That is not your identity. That is not your destiny. And that is not proof that you can't change. It is a loop, a learned loop, can be interrupted. But first, you have to see them. So I want you to think about how often you believe your thoughts simply because they arrived in your head wearing a name tag. Like your brain says, you'll never stick with this. And you're like, she seems official. Your brain says, this isn't working fast enough. And suddenly she's the CEO. Your brain says, you already messed up today, so eat whatever. And you hand her the microphone and the credit card and the car keys. This is what we do. We treat every thought like it's a wise elder. Sometimes it's just a dramatic little gremlin in a cardigan. And that matters because if you don't know how to observe your thoughts, you will keep living inside them as if they are the truth. Now, here's what's wrong. Most women are actually very good at observing other people. You can see your husband's pattern. You can see your daughter getting in her own way. You can see your friend spiraling over one bad meal and declaring she has no discipline. You can see everybody else's cycle from a mile away. But when it comes to your own mind, you're inside the movie. You're not watching it. You're starring in it. You're scoring it. You're doing your own stunts. That's why this gets tricky. When it's your own thought, when it's your thought, your emotion, your insecurity, your disappointment, it feels true. It feels urgent. It feels personal. But what if it's just familiar? That's the question. What if the reason your brain feels so convincing isn't because it's correct, but because you've heard the same crap on repeat for years? I remember a season of my life where this showed up so clearly. I had been through years of trying to be good and then falling off and then starting over. And if you've followed me for a while, I've lived enough life to know what this looks like. I've been a single mom. I've rebuilt parts of myself. I've had seasons where following through felt clean and natural, and seasons where it felt like dragging a toddler through Target who just kicked the cart. There was a time I would stand in my closet getting dressed, and I could feel the whole spiral start. Not because something dramatic had happened, because a sleeveless shirt had happened. I'd put it on, look in the mirror, and in about 4 seconds flat, my brain would say, absolutely not. Then the rest would pile on. Your arms look terrible. You've let yourself go. You should know better. You teach this stuff. This is embarrassing. Now, in that moment, I wasn't observing anything. I was on the ride. And when you're on the ride, you don't question the thought. You become the thought. So I'd change outfits. Maybe I'd tell myself I'd get back on track Monday. Maybe I'd start mentally drafting a stricter food plan. Maybe I'd spend the whole day feeling subtly irritated and disconnected from myself, all because of one moment in the mirror. This is what happens when you don't know how to observe your own mind. You let one thought become a whole identity crisis before breakfast. And this is why I say the fitness industry has done women dirty. Because most of what women are taught is behavior focused with almost no understanding of what is happening emotionally. Lift this, eat that, track this, cut that, burn more, push harder, be more disciplined. And look, I am not anti-action, obviously. We lift weights over here. We care about protein over here. We believe in simple habits over here. But if your actions are being driven by panic, self-rejection, and all-or-nothing thinking, you are not building a lifestyle. You are building another breakdown. That's why punishment-based fitness fails so many women. Not because they're weak, because punishment is not a sustainable relationship strategy. You cannot hate yourself into peace. You cannot bully yourself into consistency. And you definitely can't build arms you feel proud of while treating yourself like a problem to solve. That is one of the biggest lies women have been sold. Okay. Now, another one, that aging is the reason they're stuck. Listen to me. Aging is not the main reason your arms haven't changed. Self-abandonment is. That may sting a little to hear, but I need you to hear it, because the second you blame age for everything, you stop looking at the places where trust broke down. You stop looking at the habit of giving up on yourself. You stop looking at the emotional patterns that make consistency feel impossible. Age changes some things. Yes, of course. Recovery, hormones, muscle mass, and all of that matters. But women over 50 are not failing because their birthday betrayed them. They are struggling because they've spent decades being taught to disconnect from themselves, override themselves, criticize themselves, and then call that discipline. No wonder it feels exhausting. So what does it actually mean to become the observer? It means you notice your thoughts without immediately climbing inside them. It means you feel an emotion without making it an emergency. It means you can say, oh, wow, my brain is telling me I'm behind, instead of I'm behind. It means you can say, I'm noticing shame, instead of something has gone terribly wrong. It means you can watch the urge to quit without obeying it. And that's power. And it's a skill, not a personality trait, not something only calm, enlightened people with matching linen sets can do. You can learn this. One of the ways I like to think about it is this. Imagine your mind is a treadmill at the gym that somebody accidentally set to an aggressive incline, and now it's just hauling. That belt is moving whether you like it or not. Thoughts are flying, emotions are rising, old stories are popping up, your insecurity is doing jumping jacks. But most women are standing on the treadmill in heels, trying not to die. What I want you to do is step off to the side and watch the machine. The treadmill can still be on. The thoughts can still be there. The feelings can still be there. But you are no longer confusing what is happening in your mind with who you are. That distinction matters so much, because once you can observe the thought, you can question it. Once you can question it, you can choose differently. And once you can choose differently enough times, you build a new identity. That is how naturally toned women are built. Not in one grand gesture, not in a detox, not in a new me Monday meltdown, in tiny moments of awareness. Like when you miss a workout, and instead of thinking, see, I never follow through, you catch it, you pause, and you say, nope, missing one workout means I missed one workout. That's observation. Or maybe you're getting dressed for dinner and your brain says, cover up. And instead of blindly listening, you notice it. My brain thinks my arms need to earn visibility. That's observation. Do you see how different that is? The old way fuses with the thought. The new way witnesses it. And from there, you can coach yourself. You can ask, is that true? Is that helpful? What feeling does that create? What action will follow if I keep believing it? Who do I become when I think this? That last one is huge, because every thought rehearses an identity. I'm too old rehearses one woman. I'm learning how to follow through rehearses another. I blew it rehearses. I hate my arms, rehearses one woman. I'm building arms I trust myself with, rehearses another. This is why your inner dialogue matters so much. It isn't just commentary, it's construction. You are building someone with what you repeatedly think. Now, I also want to say this because it matters. Becoming the observer does not mean becoming emotionless. It does not mean floating above your life like some weird robotic life coach who never gets triggered. No, it means you can feel disappointment without collapsing into it. You can feel shame without obeying it. You can feel frustration without letting it drive the car. That's maturity. That's emotional resilience. That's what actually changes habits. I remember this in a totally different part of my life too, and honestly, it taught me a lot. When I first got serious about changing my body, there were so many moments where I thought the discomfort meant I was doing something wrong. Not physical discomfort. I'm not talking about pain or injury. I'm talking about the emotional discomfort. The discomfort of not seeing results yet. The discomfort of not being instantly good at something. The discomfort of not being able to control the timeline. The discomfort of being seen trying. Oh, and listen, that one will get you. A lot of women don't quit because the plan is hard. They quit because being a beginner bruises their ego. But instead of saying, wow, I'm noticing embarrassment, they make it mean this isn't for me. That is exactly why observing your emotions matters. Because an emotion is just a sensation in your body until you assign a whole dramatic prophecy. Frustration is a sensation. Shame is a sensation. Urge is a sensation. Disappointment is a sensation. Uncomfortable? Yeah, sure. Fatal? No. But most women treat discomfort like a stop sign. Naturally toned women learn to treat discomfort like information, okay? And that's different. Let's make this really practical. Maybe you planned to do your arm workout after work. You get home, you're tired. Your brain says, you deserve a night off. Now listen, sometimes you do need a rest. I am not the prophet of overtraining, but most of the time that thought is not wisdom. It's patterned avoidance wearing lip gloss. So instead of instantly believing it, you observe it. My brain is offering me relief. Then you get curious. What am I feeling right now? Probably tired, maybe resentful, maybe overstimulated. What am I thinking? I've had a long day. This won't matter. I can do it tomorrow. Now we're seeing the cycle. And from that place, you can make a conscious choice. Maybe the conscious choice is still rest. Okay, great. But maybe the conscious choice is I'm doing 12 minutes because I keep promises to myself. That is a completely different experience than automatic avoidance, right? Same with food. Maybe you eat something you hadn't planned on and your brain goes, the day is shot. Classic, right? That thought has ruined more progress than dessert ever did. So you observe it. There's the all or nothing drama. And maybe you laugh a little because truly the brain loves theater. Then you redirect. One off-plan choice does not require a full emotional bankruptcy. Back to your next meal, back to your next decision, back to self-trust. This is the work. It's not sexy. It's not viral. No one's making flashy reels called top five ways to observe your shame without spiraling in a TJ Maxx fitting room. I don't know. Maybe they should. But this right here is the difference between women who keep collecting information and women who actually transform. Information is not your issue. You already know enough to tone your arms. You know you need resistance training. Protein matters. Consistency matters. You know that one salad doesn't save you and one cookie doesn't ruin you. The gap is not knowledge. The gap is consciousness. So can you catch yourself in the moment? Can you see the thought before it runs the show? Can you feel the emotion without making it mean you're failing? Can you interrupt the cycle with something steadier, kinder, and truer? That's the whole game. And there's another layer here that really matters. When you become the observer, you start to realize not every thought in your head is even yours. Some of it is old conditioning. Some of it is your mother's voice. Some of it's diet culture. Some of it is your younger self trying to protect you. Some of it is decades of magazine covers, locker room comments, anti-aging nonsense, and subtle little messages telling women their worth declines the minute their triceps jiggle. When your brain says you should hide your arms until they're better, you can start asking, whose voice is that? Who taught me that? Do I actually want to keep believing that? That is such a powerful moment because then you stop treating every thought like gospel and start treating it like data. Useful or not useful? Aligned or not aligned? Mind to keep or mind to release? That is freedom. And by the way, this is not just about toning your arms. This is about how you live. Do you trust yourself? Do you speak to yourself with respect? Do you know how to stay with yourself when you feel uncomfortable? Can you keep showing up when results are slow? Can you remain connected to yourself instead of abandoning yourself the second you feel discouraged? That's the deeper information. Toned arms are wonderful. Obviously, I'm a fan. But toned arms without self-trust still leave a woman at war with herself. I want more for you than that. I want you to build a relationship with yourself that feels solid. I want you to become the woman who notices the spiral and doesn't hop in. I want you to become the woman who can hear her old stories without being run by them. I want you to become the woman who keeps going, not because she's obsessed, but because she's devoted. And there is a difference. Obsessed women panic. Devoted women practice. Obsessed women chase urgency. Devoted women build identity. Obsessed women demand instant proof. Devoted women understand the long game. That is the energy of a naturally toned woman. So here's what I want you to practice this week. I don't want you trying to fix every thought. That's too much. I just want you to notice. When you look in the mirror, what do you say? What do you think about working out? What do you feel? When you miss a plan, what story begins? When you want to quit, what thought is driving it? Just notice and write it down if you want. Catch it after the fact if you need to. You don't have to be perfect at this in real time. Half the magic happens when you look back and say, oh, that's what happened there. Okay, that counts. In fact, that's how you build the skill. After the emotional eating, after the skipped workout, after the outfit change, after the self-criticism, right? Pause and ask, what happened? What was I thinking? What was I feeling? What did I do? What result did that create? Not to shame yourself, to understand yourself. Because women change faster when they stop making themselves wrong and start making themselves known. I want you to really sit with that. Stop making yourself wrong. Start making yourself known. That is where compassion and accountability finally work together. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a couple questions. What thought do you keep believing that makes following through harder than it needs to be? And what would change if you stopped treating that thought like the truth and started treating it like a pattern? And one more. What if the problem is not that you need more discipline? What if the real problem is that you keep abandoning yourself the moment discomfort shows up? You sit with that one. Because for a lot of women, that's the whole unlock. All right, listen, you don't need to become a different woman overnight. You don't need a more punishing plan. You don't need to earn the right to feel proud of yourself. You need awareness. You need honesty. You need repetition. You need the willingness to watch your own mind without immediately handing it control. That is how self-trust is built. That is how consistency gets easier. That is how women stop starting over. And that is how naturally toned women are made. Not by never having insecure thoughts, not by never feeling discouraged, not by loving every photo and every angle and every season, but by learning how to stay with themselves, by learning how to observe, by learning how to choose on purpose. Slow arms still change. Missing a workout still means nothing. One hard day still does not define you. And your thoughts still are not the boss of you unless you keep electing them. So this week, step off the ride. Watch the thoughts, watch the feelings, watch the urges. And remember, just because your brain says something with confidence does not mean it deserves the final word. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode. We'll be right back.